So again, I am staying.
Je reste.
I'm not staying.
Je ne pas reste.
No.
Ah, je ne reste pas.
Je ne
Je ne reste pas.
reste pas is right. Je ne reste pas. And I don't stay is the same. Je ne
Je ne
reste
reste pas.
pas. Which means that in English we have three ways to express the present tense. I stay is one way. I am staying, another way. I do stay, and I do not stay, a third way, yes. In French, there's only one way. Je reste. And it is only in English, only in modern English, that we have the so-called progressive tenses with the ing. And where we use do you and don't to introduce a question or a negation, only in modern English. If we go back a little bit in English, a little bit, well, just a few hundred years, we will hit the English, the modern English of the 17th century, for instance. We will hit the so-called biblical English. The King James Version came out in 1611. Or Shakespearean English. We don't have the ings and the dos and the don'ts. What does it say in the Bible, in the New Testament? Father, forgive them.
For they know not what they do.
Say it again.
For they know not what they do.
For they know not what they do. Right. Yes.
Yes.
No, this is not what you would say in modern English. No. So you would say, for they don't know what they are doing. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
But no. Not in the modern English of the 17th century. For they know not what they do. And this is what you do in French. So you don't have the ings, the ing tenses, and you don't have the do's and the don'ts. Shakespeare, where goest thou, my love? Where goest thou? Not where do you go or where are you going, my love? No, where goest thou? Yes.
Michel, why did it change?
People change, and language changes with people. There's language, English, which we use now is not anymore the in many ways the same language which we used 50 years ago or 40 years ago. Yes, there are new words that replace other words.